How do you describe the grind? How much of a grind?
It was a grind. It was a grind from the first shot to my last 3-4 foot or whatever that was on 18. You know, just trying to pick the right club, trying to pick the right target with the right shot was very difficult. You know, you don't want to overthink it, so you got that going through your mind as well. And truly, I mean, for the most part, the entire day, I'm trying to two-putt from 15 feet and beyond. You're just trying to pick the proper line, very conservative, play the wind on the putts. Especially the last, I'd say, the back nine in general. You know, there's not many pins you can get at. So if you make a putt, you just go to the next tee. Get out of there.
How frustrating is it? You've accomplished great things in your career. I mean, you know what you can do, but I guess it's a bit humbling, this course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you expect it, though. I mean, every major championship can be humbling. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I played pretty good today. I didn't hit that many bad shots. I hit an errant tee shot on one, an errant tee shot on 18. You know, maybe one more errant tee shot, but for the most part, I mean, I hit it good, and I putted it well for the most part. My lag putting was suspect off the greens, a number of 3 putts in that regard. But, you know, just much more difficult. I hadn't seen this wind. That'd be the big thing. So, I mean, I was accustomed to the west wind Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and I have not seen an east wind until today. I didn't get in until Monday, and I guess they had it on the weekend. But I can see how this wind is significantly more difficult. Everything goes downhill. Downwind towards the bay, and that just makes it very difficult.
A few of the guys said this is the toughest grind today they've ever had to deal with. How do you respond to that?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to go back in my memory bank and think of something that was more difficult, but it was very hard. I mean, when I shot 4 over, you know, getting it back to even par with 5 or 6 holes to go for the day, I felt pretty good. You know, and I, frankly, on 14, I hit 1, 2, 3, 4 good shots. I made a bogey. You know, I misjudged the second shot, hit it on the proper line, hit a great chip to about 6 feet, hit a good putt, misread it, and tapped in for a bogey. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. You can hit great shots and walk away with bogeys in a heartbeat. And then, obviously, 15 was a bit of carnage, you know, when I'm trying to two-putt from 10 feet. So, you know, that was just not easy.
So if I told you 2 days ago that you'd be here, would you be saying, okay, I'll take that?
I don't know. I don't particularly like hypotheticals.
Yeah.
So, okay. Can you walk your position? 15? I know you mentioned it.
Sure.
You're one of the tour's best putters. Do you walk away shell-shocked a little bit after this?
Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, I hit a great forearm off the tee, about 280-some yards, and evidently I should have hit a sand wedge. I tried to just punch a wedge. I had like 158 hole, wrong club. Should hit a sandwich. Just got it over that bunker and accepted wherever it went. Hit a great pitch. I mean, I actually misjudged the read. I thought I'd go more left, but it hit a great pitch to 10, 12 feet. It was probably a 2-ball outside left putt, but I played the wind and hit it left edge, maybe just barely out. And if I would have had the wind on that first putt I did on the second putt, I think I probably would have made that one. That putt went right, the first putt. The second putt was all 3.5-4 feet, and it also went right. So, you know, the pin's on something. It's not, well, it was awkward. If one side of the hole goes right and the other side of the hole goes right, there's something not particularly normal there.
How fair, before this tournament started, everyone said this is the fairest course. You know, how fair do you think it was?
Well, it's fair. I mean, the fairway lines are fair. Certainly the run-ups onto the green are very fair. These are just the fastest open greens I've ever witnessed. It just, you know, if I explain to someone back home the open and what it requires hitting quality tee shots with trajectory control, utilizing the ground, the same thing on your approach shot, and then the greens are extremely slow. But with this wind and the speed of these greens, they're the complete opposite. You know, I don't want to compare it to Augusta because there's nothing like Augusta, but when you have to play the extreme high break and play wind, it's like Augusta.
Mickelson said, he came in and said faster than Augusta.
Potentially. Yeah, I mean, when you're trying to two putt from 10 plus feet, just trying to two putt, extremely difficult. And the thing is that the holes that are kind of open to the wind are significantly faster. 15 holes, like 17, that's kind of guarded there, much slower and greener as a result. You know, so there's some inconsistency green to green, but we know that. The more traffic in the afternoon, certainly the faster they are. You know, all of what you'd expect.
So have you seen anything more open than this going into the you know, it's just crazy open. You know, anyone can win.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's I feel like it's almost like that every tournament / major. And there's very very few times when someone runs away with it. I mean, Louis at St Andrews, Rory at the PGA, and the U.S. Open. Yes, those are odd years there, but this is pretty much what you'd expect. I mean, a leaderboard is jumbled with a lot of talent.
And yeah. Zach, your thoughts? I mean, you're right there. Your thoughts is you're midway through this journey right now.
Well, I mean, if anything, I'm confident, still confident in the way I'm striking it. I had a lot of great iron shots today, especially in the par threes. Wow, I hate good shots in the par threes. Very confident and nice knowing that I got around with the east wind under my belt. I mean, that's a big difference relative to yesterday. I probably would have shot another 8-under today if I proceeded. So it's just nice, you know, seeing where the ball's going to go with this amount of wind coming from the east. And hopefully I can continue just hitting solid shots because, you know, two putting and getting up and down, eliminating big mistakes, specifically six, you know, doubles, are still going to be key.
And you're in the mix.
You're in the mix. You never know what can happen. So remaining patient and keep doing what I'm doing.
Zach, I always wonder the fun factor. A lot of guys say if you can have fun, it helps overall. Is it possible to have fun under these conditions at all?
Well, I mean, I enjoy difficult tests. I think everybody does. Fun, you got to use that term loosely, I think, here. You know,
is it the challenge?
What's fun about it is that we don't see this but once a year.
Right.
I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I want to keep coming back.
Thanks, man.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Zach.